Today on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, a new survey is out ranking the rental car companies, and of course, Mark's not-so-favorite company is number one.
And still not-so-favorite, Ed Perkins is here to talk about two-ticket airline trips and why they will soon be something to avoid.
Our buddy John Holloway is stopping by here to share the story of how Sacramento's first and foremost travel store got its start.
It's our next-to-the-last broadcast for a while, and we're happy you are coming along on this week's edition of The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I'm a traveling man.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Hello again, everyone. It is the Travel Guys and entertainment from time to time.
From time to time.
On KFBK, Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations across the way. I'm Tom Romano, and welcome to another edition, down to the final few. We've got this weekend, and then the 25th, the following, right after Thanksgiving, will be our final broadcast for a while, as we're going to take a little mini vacation. Mark will be in studio with I can't even imagine how many folks are going to be showing up for the final program. I will be in San Antonio, Texas, doing Thanksgiving with family there.
So after all these times when I've been on the road and you've been in the studio for the very last program, I will be in the studio and you will be on the road.
I will be. I will be the...
Seems kind of appropriate.
It does. It seems a little backwards, but that's what we're going to do.
So the Travel Guys are going to be on hiatus for a little while and after next Sunday. And keep an eye posted. TravelGuysRadio.com will stay live and we will be back. I just have a commitment to the National Tour Association next year that kind of makes it difficult to do a weekly radio program, in case you haven't noticed in recent weeks. Of Mark has been on the phone a lot on the program, so we want to give you a high-quality broadcast and something that we can really put our heart and soul into. So we'll take a little break, but in the meantime, we still have lots of travel stories to cover.
We do, and of course, as always, at the beginning of every travel program, Mark brings us up to date on the travel news, and I got a big stack here in front of me, and so does Mark, and so with that being said, let's fire up the Travel Guys band and bring us the travel news, Mark.
A lot of people have always marveled, Tom, how we could afford an in-studio orchestra for every week.
We spare no expense.
And they play the exact same song every...
I love it.
All right, starting off top of the news, Tom, is a rental car survey. They checked out J.D. Power and Associates, who do surveys of people that we travel with, airlines, hotels, different things like that. So I tend to put a little bit of value in what they do.
Okay.
They tested on six different categories, and they found that all the companies improved slightly. But interestingly enough, they found that the top three were Enterprise, National, and Alamo.
What categories are we talking here?
We're talking about the pickup process, the return process, whether or not you took a shuttle van, the car itself, the cost of the car, the fees that were tacked on, all that kind of stuff. So they rank these 1, 2, 3. Of course, Enterprise is the company that I don't care for because they have a tendency to upsell all of those optional things.
You just don't get over it, do
No,
you?
I don't, and I don't plan to ever, and the fact that they're number one on the list doesn't get them off of the bottom of mine. So Enterprise, National, and Alamo, but interestingly enough, those are all owned by Enterprise Holdings, which is headquartered in St. Louis. They're a privately held company, so I just found it interesting that the best service, hypothetically, is being provided by a company that doesn't have to worry about its shareholders or how much profit it's making, but more about providing customer service. So Enterprise, National, Alamo, Hertz, Avis, Budget. It gets pretty predictable after that. Dollar, Ace, Thrifty, Advantage, Payless, Fox, rental cars.
What's Fox? I've never even
heard
of that.
It's a rental car company that's in off-airport locations in a lot of major airports around the country. It's the cars are like $11.99, and then you pay $75 an extra thing.
Now, looking at the list, just quickly, because I know we have lots to do today.
Yeah.
How would you change the any of those around?
I wouldn't put Enterprise at the top because I think anybody who tries to hustle all of their customers who come in the door, the other two, National and Alamo, okay, they're all pretty much the same. But I will tell you that when you rent a car from Dollar or Thrifty or Advantage or Payless or even Enterprise, you get to the airport and you're not part of their frequent renter program, you're going to wait in a line most likely. And sometimes those lines can be arduously long. They can be an hour, hour and a half. You go to Hawaii or something like that, not uncommon at all to wait that long to take out a rental car. So it's best if all things are equal, stick with the major brands. That would be my thing. All right, here's an interesting thing, Tom. I got this off of flyertalk.com. Do you really want to eat this? This is a post from a gentleman, and here's how it reads. It says, I was on American Airlines 1443 yesterday, morning flight from Bermuda to JFK. Small international business class, four rows. Just after the door closed, the cabin came out of the cockpit and addressed the business class section face-to-face, not over the public address system, but face-to-face. This is more or less what he said. He said, I've got some good news and some bad news. First, the bad news. Up until a few days ago, this flight served a cold cereal breakfast. In the last week or so, it's been switched to a turkey wrap. This flight is double catered, which means the aircraft leaves Miami yesterday afternoon, catered with dinner for the flight out here, and then breakfast for the return flight the next morning. So the food has been sitting on the aircraft all night, unrefrigerated in a tropical climate. I don't think that's safe, and my girlfriend, who's a nurse, agrees. I just talked to the dispatcher. He sent a couple of requests upstairs to have this problem addressed, but it persists. I really don't want anybody to get it sick, so I'm canceling the meal service. The good news is the drinks are on me, and the gentleman's comment online was, I'm a 3-million-miler on American Airlines, and I thought I had seen it all.
That's awesome.
Great. The pilot decided that the food was not safe to eat. Good news for non-believers of climate change. The EU has halted carbon emissions fees for U.S. airlines. The European Union is halting rules that would force airlines, including U.S. carriers, to pay for their carbon emissions, a move that arrives as U.S. lawmakers seek to shield domestic airlines from the requirements. The EU requirements remain in effect for European airlines. They're quite unpopular with other nations that oppose imposition of Europe's emissions credits trading system on flights to and from the continent. So if you don't believe the climate is changing, then this has absolutely nothing to do with you. Holiday travel is on the rise, especially by car before the day before Thanksgiving, apparently, yes, will be the worst. AAA has reported that a few more Americans, 0.07% more, will travel on Thanksgiving this year. About 3 million of them will be flying, which leaves a whole lot of them to get behind the wheel. That would be about 40 million Americans getting behind the wheel on the road. The most important thing to know,
but they're just going over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house.
Yeah, well, if you're going to travel on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, AAA projects that the Wednesday before Thanksgiving will be the busiest travel day of the holiday.
Oh, good. I'm traveling on Tuesday.
45% of travelers said they were leaving on Wednesday. So if you are traveling next Wednesday and you are leaving by car, I would suggest that you get an early start because you're going to have some company when you get out on the road. And finally, from United Airlines, we have a note that on Thursday they had another computer issue. Once again, they still haven't gotten that whole computer system straightened out between United and Continental. This time, planes were sitting on tarmacs for an hour, hour and a half. Folks, of course, as soon as that starts happening, they start tweeting and sending instant messages to people and stuff like that. So there are no secrets in the airline world anymore. But United apparently got their act back together and got their airplanes in the sky. Who knows how long it will be until the next time something like that happens. I still like the guy, the pilot, who says, hey, this food's been sitting out all night. I don't think you ought to eat it. And that is the travel news for today.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't want to be the pilot of a plane with 100-plus sick people. That's for darn sure.
No, you really, really, really would not. All right, we have a big show coming up here. We have John Holloway is going to tell us all about how the travel store in Sacramento got started, one of the first in the country. John is here to talk to us. We also have Ed Perkins and lots of other folks. We are the Travel Guys. This is FM 90. What is it, Tom?
I have no idea.
You've worked here a lot longer
I think we have FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK coming your way right out of your variable capacitor. We'll be back. It's the Travel Guys here on KFBK. Tom Romano along with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. And it wouldn't be right if we, with the last final programs here on the radio station, that we didn't have one of our biggest contributors on the show.
So. Absolutely. One of America's best consumer advocates when it comes to travel. And this is not a guy who has just jumped into the game lately. He's been doing it for a long time. Ed Perkins joins us live from Ashland, Oregon. Hi, Ed.
Hi, good to be with you, and I'm sorry it's not going to go on longer.
Well, don't bet that we might not be bugging you at some point in time. As we've talked about finishing this, and a lot of people have expressed their disappointment, why Tom and I have talked about the possibilities of podcasts and all kinds of different ideas here. So
be watching travelguysradio.com for news and information on the future of the Travel
Guys. Watch your mailbox for people groveling for radio guests.
All right.
Coming to your mailbox soon. Ed, last week you did an article on Smarter Traveler. Now, wait a minute. I never get this right.
Smarter Travel.
SmarterTravel.com. And that's all right. You're over there. You're the guy who.
I'm over here laughing. Our last guest, not too long ago, Ed. I must have gotten butchered his website about four times. So, I don't know. I guess it's because Mark and I seem to lack the ability to be able to write anything down.
That's it. So Ed did an article about airlines. Tom, are going to stop transferring your bags in some situations if you're flying on Delta and connecting to United. Depending on the type of ticket you have and the type of connection, they may not be willing to throw your bags anymore from one airline to another. Within an airline, you're okay, but from one which is called interlining. And Ed wrote a wonderful column about this and kind of explains how it will apply to some people who are flying on two airlines and not to others. Ed, can you explain that for us?
Yeah, it's very simple. If you're on a single ticket, even though the ticket indicates two different airlines, a through ticket, you're fine. Your bag will be transferred and you don't have to worry. The only people that have to worry are those who, for one reason or another, bought two independent tickets on two different airlines, and then they're not likely to get their bags checked through.
So, for example, if you were flying from Sacramento to Dallas on American Airlines, and when you got to Dallas, you picked up United and flew on to Chicago.
Right.
And...
Yeah. You're not likely to have that happen on a single ticket. What's much more likely is, say, you're flying from Sacramento to Dallas on Southwest,
right,
and then you want to change there to another airline.
And you buy a separate ticket to another airline. So you say they're not likely to transfer your luggage to the second airline on this two-ticket trip. So where is your luggage going or not going?
Well, you just have to claim it and then recheck yourself and your baggage in for second flight.
I see. Okay.
So you'd have to leave, go through security, go down, wait for the bag, go back to the airline counter, recheck it, go back through security. Can you imagine how much time that might take?
Oh boy.
Yeah, and it's even worse if one of the flights is international because you have to stop and go through customs.
Now, the fact that you're writing about this and we're talking about it, is this something that didn't used to occur but now is?
It used to be kind of a vague area, and the airline contracts don't seem to say anything about it. But it used to be that if you would buy two tickets and show the check-in agent, well, you've got another ticket here, they would say, okay, we'll check it through. But it kind of worked it was sort of a luck of the draw whether you actually would get your baggage transferred or not. And so Delta and a couple of other airlines now have said, look, we're just not going to do it, period.
And this is basically what they're doing, Tom, is they're, and you can't rag the airlines too much for this. This is something that doesn't occur very often, and it really is a pain in the rear end for them. And the way to know if you've got two separate tickets is, if you've got two pieces of paper, and you know that six-digit letter or combination letter number code, we call it a confirmation number.
Right.
The airline industry calls it a PNR, passenger rope.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And your name record.
There you go. Thank you, Ed.
If it's different,
Yeah, exactly.
Then it's two tickets.
If it's two tickets and you've got two different of those six-letter codes, then you've got two separate tickets, and that's when you would be in when you would have a problem.
That's exactly right.
Well, okay then. What is the lesson here?
The lesson here is that unless it's a huge advantage, don't book yourself on two-ticket itineraries.
Very good.
That's the bottom line. Ed,
if you can't avoid it, then allow at least 4 hours connecting time.
Exactly.
Know that you
have
gotten into Never Never Land. Ed, I can't thank you enough for all of the times that you have made yourself available to be a part of our radio program. You have been very generous with your time and with your expertise. And I have, as I've told folks on this station from time to time, I have enjoyed reading what you have written about advocating for people who travel for a long time now. You are truly one of the experts. It has really been a pleasure and a privilege to have you on this program, and I hope that when the travel guys get going again, that we will be able to track you down and get you back on again.
Well, fine, and I hope you get going again real soon.
Thank you so much, Ed, and remember, go to travelguysradio.com. You can link to smartertravel.com. Did I get it?
You did.
And
you can read about what Ed does all the time. The website he's on is really one of the best in the business, and we will be keeping travelguysradio.com up in our absence, and we will give you links to Ed's articles from time to time. Thank you, my friend.
You're very welcome, as always.
More to come here on The Travel Guys on 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. We are The Travel Guys. We're back. Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacation. I'm Tom Romano. And with us, one of our regulars, been a while since you've been in the studio, John Holloway. John, welcome to the program. Mark?
Thanks for having me. It's great to be back.
Well, it's nice to have John here. You know, Tom, John has been a frequent guest on our program over the 3 years that we've been on the air, and it's not like we're going into hibernation forever, just for a short time here, a few months, but I thought it would be inappropriate if we didn't have John on with us before we said goodbye for a short time. And John, we've had you in. You've been our gadget guy throughout the run of the program, and you've brought us some really interesting. We've had a lot of fun here. But the one thing we never talked about was how Holloway Travel Outfitters got its start.
Yeah.
You tell me that the store opened in 1978?
Yeah.
And so no wonder your company and my company have run kind of parallel for a long time, because you started in 78. We started in 79. We were across the street from you in my apartment. When
is that right? On Fulton. Yeah.
And you call that a business.
Yeah. And I was working out of my apartment, and Holloway Travel Outfitters was across the street, and who was to know that some 3.5 decades later.
Well, let me ask you this. John, did you have less stuff in your store than Mark did silly trips back in 79?
Yeah. We did. You know, I kind of brought our original product list today. And some
John has in front of him some paperwork that is almost yellowed with age. Yeah, there.
It's single-space typewritten.
Typewritten with a typewriter.
Yes, she was, and she had a plan.
Now, John, Tom, I don't know if you knew this, but John's mother, when I started in business in 1979 and started attending the Sacramento Area Travel Association, the travel agent shows, the Sacramento Bee put on, and John's mother was at every show, and she was famous for her packing demonstrations. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, John still does these, but with all due respect, John.
That's okay.
Hey. You know, Mom was the expert.
She was the expert.
Yeah.
And she taught half of Sacramento how to pack. And funny enough, she thought, and I always thought it was a crazy idea. It took me a couple years to come around, is she wanted to get people into less baggage. And here I'm, the young kid who wants to sell some baggage. Mom, why do you want to get him in a smaller
good,
bag?
Nice going.
But Mom would have been pleased, you know, with the fact that, you know, airlines are charging now, and so people are trying to condense things and stuff. Did you guys know United Airlines last week? I'm coming home. I go from Harrisburg and Chicago, both places. They were enforcing. I couldn't believe this. As God is my witness, they were enforcing the carry-on rules. They were making people put the things in the sizers.
Really?
Wow. And they were, yes.
Oh, my.
And when I got to Chicago, I was the last guy on the plane. I was running through the airport, and I got to the jetway. There must have been 30 carry-ons sitting there. So, word to the wise, it may be that the airlines have finally woken up to the fact that the way to resolve this whole baggage issue is just to enforce the rules. And so anyway, that's just a little sidebar. If you're traveling for Thanksgiving and you think you're going to sneak that extra carry-on on, or you've been breaking the rules all this time and getting away with it, don't get angry when you get to the airport and they tell you that we're enforcing the rules now. But anyways, right. Mom used to talk about, your mom, Bessie, used to talk about how to pack. And so you've got, what, her original list here?
Yeah, you know, the kind of funny things that she'd say, clothespins. I mean, it's hard to make a living off selling clothespins.
When was the last time you saw somebody use a clothespin?
I don't know. I don't even know if people know what they are. But there's still a fair amount of these goods that we still offer today, because if you're going to travel light, you know, laundries, you're going to be a part of the
Hey,
the
Tom,
reality.
Here's the thing on Gussie's list. It's Permapress hankies. Permapress hankies. So I guess so your handkerchief would always look
permanent press. Yeah,
exactly.
John, can you name a couple of items on that list that no longer exist that you don't carry in your store?
Yeah, the
anymore?
Currency conversion charts. You know, the euro was kind of simplified. Currency conversion chart.
Not Guernsey?
No, currency.
So, oh, the currency conversion chart.
Well, now everybody's got, you know, a smartphone, so you...
Right, you plug
no
that
more
in.
Currency conversion kits.
No. Let me see. Okay. How about rain bonnets and galoshes? I don't even know if people know what galoshes are anymore, but, you know, packable rain gear is still important to us, though. So we still have that.
So the store opened in 1978 on Fulton Avenue. Now, you're not in your original location.
No, we moved just 10 yards south. So we're still pretty right there, you know, in this neighborhood.
How big was the original store?
It was 1,200 square feet.
And how big is the store that you're in?
3,300 square feet.
Wow, so almost three times as big.
What's that blue piece of paper there, John?
Well, we had a flyer, and this is when I was 17 years old, and Mom wanted to put the teenage boy to work. She said, get out and put these on automobiles all over the neighborhood, on American River Park Drive and all over there when it was – hardly any homes yet, but I remember doing this, and this was hardcore marketing. This is about all we could afford back
Open
then.
Soon at Fulton Fair.
Yeah.
Holloway Travel Outfitters. It's got about 10 words after that. Nice use of a lot of blank space there, John.
I like
the cruise ship on the bottom right-hand
corner.
That
is some fancy graphics, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, do you still have that phone number, 486-9170?
We do. How about them, Apples? We're heading into our 35th year, so we're pretty proud of that.
And what's that? That looks like something off of a cruise ship.
John has brought a scrapbook here that has all kinds of ledger pages. And this looks like, what are these, the cash receipts from the beginning? First days?
Yeah, I'm looking at some of these monthly totals, and I'm like, boy, that wouldn't make it if we were doing that per day. I know the price of a loaf of bread has changed.
Yeah, Tom, one of the monthly totals back here from some of the early days, $2,618.
Oh, my gosh. John, you guys were raking it in, $2,600 for a whole month.
So you were in high school about the time that the store opened. Yeah. What do you remember anything about the opening?
Well, I do. I remember that Mom, I went to American River College and took a course on business, and she used my small business book to you know, figure out how to run things. But she had a lot of natural savvy anyway, and part of it was doing the packing classes and trying to, you know, provide people what they want.
Do you recall, you know, what was it that inspired your mom?
Good question.
That said, you know, I think I'm going to start this packing, this store.
Well, I better first set the record straight that Dad wanted to say that, and my father who passed away last month, God bless him, he wanted to make sure that, you know, I knew there was two of them that came up with this idea.
Okay. Then the two of them.
Yeah. And they went to Spain and they found out they had to go to 5-6 stores to go get everything. So that was the inspiration that they wanted to provide the one-stop shop.
I see. They, like a lot of people start businesses, they are frustrated over the fact that they couldn't find things to take with them on their trip and things to pack with. And so they said, well, by golly, you know what? Let's just fix that.
Yeah. Look at here,
brilliant.
Tom. Here's
brilliant.
One of John's items here in his box is a copy of Senior Spectrum newspaper from a week in October 2001. It's got John's picture on the front, and I open up to the story inside here, and it says, how much coincidence is this? Along with Rosemarie Sutton of Sports Leisure Vacations, Holloway addressed an attentive and enthusiastic audience at the Eschaton Village Senior Connection Seminar in Carmichael on travel tips in general, et cetera, et cetera. So that proves that we've been running into each other.
That's great. Look at there. He was giving you a plug all those years ago, and you're finally getting around to
it even. Yeah, and both of us, I'm noticing, John, that both of us have a lot less hair than we did.
Yeah, a little grayer 10 years ago.
So, John, you've been you've been in this business for over 30 years. You have successfully established an incredible online component to your business. In fact, I don't think it's bragging at all, and you wouldn't do it, so I will, to say that you were one of the first people in the country in any kind of business to really grasp the fact that the internet was the wave of the future. How long have you had your website?
It's been 11 years.
Yeah.
So thank goodness for that. Otherwise, we may not be there still. And so we've been able to kind of put out to the country and even actually to the world because we're selling internationally.
So you get people from all over the place. What's the most unusual thing somebody's ever asked you for over the internet?
You know, it was from London. A guy ordered a raincoat. You think he would find a raincoat in London?
In London,
really?
Yeah, and he came to this guy in California, sunny Sacramento, to get a raincoat.
to get a raincoat, unbelievable. So, what does the future hold for Holloway Travel Outfitters?
Well, you know, we're heading into 2013. We made it through the rough patches, just like you guys, and so we hope to grow the website. It's been a tough couple of years. My father's been kind of failing up till. And so we're trying to get focused because that's what mom and dad would want me to do.
Yeah.
And so my focus is to continue to grow the store, of course, do more packing classes, and grow the website.
Do more so that the other half of Sacramento and plus some of those folks are gone now that your mom taught to pack. John, the holiday season is coming up at Holloway Travel Outfitters, and I asked you if you would bring a couple things, and you brought one thing that you thought your mom would like.
Yeah, it's her old hanging organizer. You know, and like a lot of things in our store, is it absolutely essential to have this? No. But does it make it the world a lot easier on the road? And that's what people are looking for, to travel easier.
That's so awesome, yeah.
Yeah, it's a hanging thing. It shows the security people all of your underwear and socks and a nice clear panel.
Well, you know, I've
hanging
seen...
hanging organizer. But
my wife and daughters are big for hanging organizers that they have all of their makeup and and stuff that they unfold. But this one has the clothes in it.
Yeah, it does. So, and it can detach on the bottom. You can put your some cosmetics and jewelry. It just organizes your world on the road. So
it's just something you can hang on the back of the bathroom door or lay out on the bed. And it's kind of, for those of you who are not here and are listening to us on the radio, it's a bag per se that folds, a small bag like the size of a cosmetic bag, a folding cosmetic bags per se. So you've got clothes in it. You could use it for medications or all kinds of
You know what that things. You know what that looks like? It could be. What's it could time? Be as Mark would often point out, and I think you would agree that when you travel, you know, don't put everything in your luggage. Make sure that you have one set, just some underwear, just those things, those essentials, just in case your luggage doesn't show up.
Yeah,
and this little quickie pack item here looks like it would be perfect for something that would fit in your carry-on and give you a little bit of everything quite easily.
Yeah. Always have the toothbrush and an extra pair of underwear in life. It'd be a lot better if you get stuck. John, you have a really interesting bag you brought with you. It's called a rolling duffel?
Yeah, it's from Eagle Creek, one of our big brands. And we love this brand and several of our brands that say no matter what, they're going to cover you if this duffel were to get damaged by the airlines. And it's pretty tough stuff. They are pretty confident in their product. But it rolls up, fits in a small bag, and then expands out to be this massive 30-inch suitcase.
So by rolling, it is a good size rolling duffel bag. I can see here that you've got one out of the package, and this is and it really compacts into a very small area. So if you knew you were going someplace and you were going to have an extra bag on the return,
you could go shopping.
Then exactly, you were going someplace.
Smaller than a for those watching on the radio, smaller than the smallest backpack.
That's a good description, Tom. About half the size of a regular backpack. So with John, with the holiday season coming up, you must have a variety of stuff. We're running out of time here, but. Tell me what's hot at Holloway Travel this holiday season.
Well, the hard side luggage, you know, we still have those four-wheel spinners. Those are hot. The adapters and converters people need on a regular basis traveling abroad. And we really push security pouches and security overseas. That's important.
And you know, Tom, when it comes to – there are a lot of things in life that when you buy them, you get what you pay for.
Tell me about it. I can definitely
tell you that airline luggage is one of those things. If you pay good money for it, it'll last a long time. Right. It won't necessarily look beautiful for a long time, but it'll last.
See, Mark is a full-time traveler.
Yeah.
He's got the good stuff that lasts and lasts and lasts. I travel three times a year. Right. I went out and I'll never do it again. Bought crap, if you will. And I swear, the very first trip, the handle that pulls out that you pull it by, you know, I got ready to pull it out and it stuck and it wouldn't pull. And finally, I yanked really hard. half of it stayed in the suitcase. The other half came out, and it's I got what I paid for.
Yeah.
Well, when it comes to luggage, if you go and you buy it at Walmart, it's because you only need it to get through this trip, and everything else is
where I got it.
That's where everybody buys it. And if it gets through this trip and one more, that's a bonus. John sells luggage that you actually will last more than a year. In fact, the bags that I bought from you 4.5 years ago, one of them has finally flown the coop. But after 4.5 years, and I would say about 600,000-700,000 miles, that's a lot of misuse and mistreatment. You know, something I heard the other day from somebody, winter's coming up. Let's share a real quick tip. Put a plastic, if you go to the dry cleaners and they wrap your clothes in those plastic bags and you think, wow, what a waste of plastic, keep those plastic bags and use them as liners in your suitcase. Whenever you're traveling someplace, you think that it might be cold, might be wet, luggage tends to sit on tarmac sometimes for a while, sometimes unprotected, and just putting that one layer of plastic has saved me I don't know how many times. So and you don't have to go anywhere to you could just get it from the dry cleaner. John, certainly Holloway Travel Outfitters has been one of the original travel stores in the country, and your company and Sports Leisure Vacations and Holloway have had a wonderful relationship for a lot of years. So I you are a first-class outfit. You offer people good products at a fair price. You're a local businessman. Your family has been here forever. So I hope that folks will, in their Christmas shopping, if you've got a traveler on your list, well, you could stop by John's store. And if you can't figure out what to buy for them, you can buy them a gift certificate and let them come in and pick out something of their own.
And I want to add, Mark, how indebted we are to Sports Leisure Travel. I mean, our customer base, we share the same folks. And
without your travelers, I mean, Jed probably cut a third of his business, right?
If they didn't have the stuff from him to go, why, that would be about a third of my business
It's a reciprocal deal.
It really
Thanks
has
for
been.
Saying so, John.
And John, when we get the travel guys back up and running again, we're even talking about podcasting or something like that. So when we get back going again, why, we will absolutely make you a part of it.
I'd love to be a part of it. Thank you.
TravelOutfitters.net.com.
Packing Light.
Packing Light.
How many times? Good Lord.
You might packing find us that way
I knew that's right.
PackingLight.net or .com, right, John?
That's it. You got it, guys.
So Packing Light. And the address again on Fulton
1150 Fulton Avenue.
1150
Fulton Avenue. 1120 on that blue flyer.
Well, that was the original store. And they're open 7 days a week.
Yes, we are.
For the convenience of your Christmas shopping, John Holloway, cold and all, came in to share some time with us today. Thank you for being a contributor to the Travel Guys, John.
Thank you, folks.
More to come on the Travel Guys on KFBK. If you just happen to run across this particular spot on the dial, by golly, you have been missing it. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK. I'm Tom Romano, along with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacation.
By golly, it's a good time. It's a good thing you got here now. Found us now, because if you didn't and you looked here in 2 weeks, do we know what's replacing us yet? We don't. Huh?
I do not. I think
an hour of dead air time. the Travel Guys last broadcast will be next Sunday, so make sure.
2 to 3.
2 to 3. Make sure you tune in. You will not want to miss it. We promise lots of craziness. Listen, Thomas, one of the things that we did on this program for a long time was announce a couple lucky names of Sports Leisure Travel Club members every week, and I kind of got out of that habit in the last few months, and my customers have harassed me about it, and so we're going to announce these last two weekends. I've got 5 Travel Club winners, and if any of them are listening today and call our office next week, they can claim $100 in travel cash free just for being a listener of the Travel Guys. Here are the 5 winners from this week, pulled at random from our big base of customers. Bud Hensley, Carolyn Michaels, Constance McMillan, Pat Lake, and Ruth Werner.
Those names again.
Are Bud Hensley, Carolyn Michaels, Constance McMillan, Pat Lake, and Ruth Werner. If you have that name and you are a member of the Sports Leisure Travel Club, then you can call our office at 361-TOUR next week, and we will give you $100 in tour cash just because you are listening to the Travel Guys, and we will have 5 more names next week.
361-TOUR.
361-8687.
How clever.
Yeah, we've been using that for a long time, haven't we, my friend?
Yes.
Coming up this weekend, I wanted to mention before we go away today, there's a really special program on KVIE. It's on tonight and tomorrow night. I would give it my highest recommendation. First thing you need to know, and maybe the only thing you need to know, is that it's a Ken Burns program.
You know, I've heard a little bit about
those. Those tend to be fairly good quality things. Sports Leisure Vacations is proud to be an underwriter for this program. It's called The Dust Bowl. It is a story that had it's a sad piece of American history,
sure,
from the 1930s when they overplowed the fields in the Midwest and a terrible drought ensued and horrible dust storms.
Yeah,
and
there was a very, very popular movie with Jimmy Stewart.
I don't know about The Grapes of Wrath.
Yes.
You're talking about Steinbeck.
There you go.
Yes.
Which kind of, I'm guessing, is a little bit of the same kind of thing.
It's the same story.
This is going to be the real people.
That was the Joad family, and they were kind of a mythical compilation of all the people who had done this. But this is, you know, Ken Burns' stuff is such good quality. And I am so proud. It's the second time that we've had the opportunity to be an underwriter. And I really do feel that the programming that KVIE puts on the air is really true. They say television worth watching. And I really believe that. Our company has been an underwriter for a couple of decades at KVIE. And every once in a while, a really special program comes along and we have an opportunity to be a part of it. So I hope that if you are not busy this evening and tomorrow evening, I know it will run again probably many times on KVIE, but the premiere of the Dust Bowl, Ken Burns miniseries, is tonight and for 2 hours, and tomorrow night for 2 hours. And if you've ever considered a journey on Route 66, that was the road that most of these people used to get into California. So it is really and truly, besides a Dust Bowl and a story of Americana, it's a story about Route 66 in its early days. So if you've ever traveled the old highway or think you might someday with yours truly in tow, our next trip is next fall, why, you might want to tune in and learn a little bit about a big piece of American history, the Dust Bowl, on KVIE tonight at 8 o'clock.
Awesome. And folks, those that have watched much KVIE, you know that Sports Leisure Vacations has been a long time supporter and sponsor of a lot of the programs, and from time to time, if you're fortunate enough to be tuned in when they're doing the pledge drives, you'll get to see Mark and probably a little more of Clayton, because he is the prettier of the two.
Yeah.
Helping to raise money.
Before we go here, one more quick announcement. The American River Chorus, who have been guests on this very program in our entertainment section from time to time, I'm going to miss that, because, you know, in the last year and a half, Tom, we've had over 25 local groups that we have taken the time to plug their productions and things on the air. So anyways, the American River Chorus presents Holiday Celebration 2 on Sunday, December the 2nd. They are going to have it on three stages in Folsom. I don't have the website in front of me, but if you go to travelguysradio.com, we will have it there. The American River Chorus, really a wonderful, terrific local vocal group. So go out and support them and hear some holiday music.
Awesome. Well, okay. Next week will be the final Travel Guys radio show for a while. It'll be a special program. Mark will be in studio. I'll be on the road at the Riverwalk in San Antonio, Texas, bringing you a little bit of color there. In the meantime, let's see. You have yourself a fabulous week, folks. Tell all your friends that are Travel Guys radio listeners to join in, and let's have them make it a party.
We'll make it a party next Sunday. You have a wonderful Thanksgiving. If you're traveling, please travel safely. I'll be in New York City, and I'll be back here at the microphone to see you next Sunday. Remember, we are the Travel Guys.